another rescue mission.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Citigroup has more than $2 trillion in assets tied to banks and businesses around the world. By the government's thinking, that is way too big to fail. And Citigroup is on the edge. Its stock is barely worth anything. So last night, the Fed, the Treasury, and the FDIC got the buckets out and started bailing out Citigroup again. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
This is Citigroup's second bailout in just over a month. In October, the bank received a $25 billion investment from the U.S. Treasury. Today, Uncle Sam will roughly double its stake in the bank, investing another $20 billion. But the real value of this deal for Citi isn't that cash. It's that the U.S. Treasury, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve have agreed to guarantee more than $300 billion in Citibank investments against catastrophic losses. This is a change in strategy, and it's similar to Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson's original plan for bank bailouts, which was to buy up bad assets. With these guarantees now in place, the feds are on the hook for huge losses Citi could face down the road. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The stock markets are having a mixed reaction to the Citigroup bailout. It should help, but there's a tinge of bailout fatigue. In Asia, the markets closed about 2% lower, but European shares are up 4 to 5% so far. As for Wall Street, the Dow starts a short week at 8,046. It lost 5% last week, but rallied on Friday. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost 8% last week. Florida has lost more jobs than any other state from the financial crisis fallout. Florida's unemployment rate is now 7%. But surprisingly, Florida's tourism industry is one place where there are jobs. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports from WLRN in Miami.
Florida's tourism industry actually gained 1,300 jobs in the past year. Hotel openings like the Gansevoort at South Beach and the refurbished Fontainebleau helped account for that growth. Rolando Aiedo is with the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says tight travel budgets can work in Florida's favor.
Tourists will still want to have a tropical cosmopolitan experience, and fortunately Miami is well positioned to deliver on that.
Cruise lines are another attraction for budget travelers. Florida-based Carnival Cruise Lines is expanding its offerings at the Miami and Jacksonville ports. Carnival spokeswoman Jennifer De La Cruz says in these tough times, cruise lines can also do the traveling.
We spread our ships all around the country to reach the regional population bases in those areas that can drive to us, which makes the total vacation cost a very good deal for people.
Cruises start for as little as $50 per person per day, including food and entertainment. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Today, Mr. Sloan gives out his Turkeys of the Year awards. And man, there have been a lot of turkeys this year. Topping the list is the government letting Lehman Brothers fail. Alan, why is that the biggest turkey?
Because letting Lehman fail set off a whole batch of problems that nobody, I have to say, including me, anticipated. It messed up the markets. It led to a money market fund breaking the buck. It started runs of hedge funds moving their money. And it set off this horrible mess that is still continuing. That's why I have given it not only the Turkey of the Year award, but very likely the Turkey of the Decade, since there are only 2 years left in the decade.
All right. So another one on your list is this very recent Treasury flip-flop and the fact that the Troubled Asset Relief Program is no longer about troubled assets.
Even though it might have been the right thing to do, the Treasury yelled and Fed yelled and screamed and said, we have to do this or Western civilization is at stake. So then they start to do it, and then they say, never mind. So that sort of undermines faith in the people running the system, and that's a very bad thing. And we're seeing fallout from that now, because when Hank Paulson, who I think is a reasonably formidable guy, the Treasury Secretary, he gets up, no one seems to pay any attention anymore. And Ben Bernanke at the Fed, people worshiped at the feet of Alan Greenspan. I'm not sure why, but Bernanke says stuff and it's ignored.
But bottom line, Alan, do you think that switching course was actually the right decision?
Yes. And the problem there was they should have thought things out before they announced their plan. It's clear they didn't.
Beyond the financial crisis, you have a couple of other turkeys on your list, one of them being Yahoo spurning Microsoft. Should Yahoo have taken the first offer from Microsoft?
So it would appear. Before Microsoft made the offer, the stock was something like 19. Then it ran up to 30 or 31 or something like that. And now it's something like 10. And you might say, well, that's happened to the whole market. The thing is, if they had said yes, they'd have $31 of cash and they wouldn't have to worry about the whole market. But as they say, that's life in the big city.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, happy Thanksgiving.
And may the turkeys in your portfolio be smaller next year.
If you have your own turkeys to nominate, by all means, share them with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.